This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast, and it's the first podcast of 2012. I know we're like 15 days in, but that still is weird saying 2012. This is Grant Thompson here with a week of best bits from North Sound 1. This is the podcast of what we do every Sunday afternoon between 12 and 4. We look at what happened at North Sound 1 over the last 7 days. Coming up, now this has been talked about on Facebook everywhere. You can hear Robin Galloway's call to Tesco. All I'm going to say is it involved Tesco, the tannoy system, and a certain celebrity chef who's got maybe a little bit of a thing for cheese. That is on the Best of North Sound 1 podcast this week. We're also talking about horses and why you probably don't want to keep them in your living room. That to come, and let's kick off with Gregsy at breakfast. And this gets to me as well. Gregsy and Yaz were talking about things that you just don't get right or that you always get wrong. Here's what happened on the show.
Old folks set in their ways, like grumpy old so-and-sos. Bob has sent us a wee text here that says, my gran says trombola for tombola. When does tombola come up in a daily conversation anyway?
Weekends. Yeah.
How?
Because you go to like jumble sales and whatnot, and then you have a tombola.
Or maybe.
Or events at the weekend.
What else we got? We got skyscraper for skyscraper. Right, this is what Gran used to say. And television instead of television. But the best one is Audi toilet for Audi toilet.
Audi toilet, yeah.
Thanks, Bob, for that. What else we got here? In fact, some beauts on the Facebook this morning.
Yeah, Audrey's middle daughter used to call Union Street Onion Street. And Susan said she used to call Bay of Neg Bile an Egg.
Bile an Egg!
Because that's where she used to go to roll her eggs at Easter.
Brilliant.
Makes sense.
Where are we going this Easter? We're going to the Bay of Neg. No, we're going to bile an egg. That's where we're going. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm very good. Hey, listen, I've got a couple of crackers for you, right? I used to go out with a girl and her sister used to call minestrone soup minestrone, believe it or not.
Minestrone soup.
Because that's how it's spelled as well. Yeah.
Minestrone.
And I've got an ex-mother-in-law type person, Bichon Frise, calls him a bitchin' fricassee. Au revoir!
Bye!
And obviously I don't get anything wrong ever. Never, ever, ever. Believe that? You believe anything? Thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. This is Grant here with the Best of North Sound 1 from the last 7 days. And you can check it out on our Listen Again section on northsound1.com/listen-again. Also online is the Best of Super Scoreboard and the North Sound 2 Talking with Cammy Campbell at northsound1.com/listen-again. Still to come, I'll give you reasons why you shouldn't keep a horse indoors. I would have thought it was pretty obvious, but Andy and Craig on the big drive home didn't. And before that, here's what happened. You might have read this on Facebook, a lot of hype about this. When Robin Galloway phoned Tesco's to get a tannoy announcement for a certain celebrity chef who possibly likes his cheese.
This is quite a famous one because it's gone all over the internet. It was made during the week, but I thought you'd like to hear it today. And it's all about Anthony Worrell Thompson in the newspapers for nicking cheese and wine from Tesco. So, what I thought I'd do is I'd get Hector to deliver a load of cheese and wine. That's how this whole idea started out. So I'm going to let you hear a call, first of all, that I made to, I think it was Tesco Liverpool, and just got this random guy who was at the back door, who would open the door and let Hector in with the lorry load of cheese and wine. And he rumbled me, but it's a cracking call. I'll let you hear this first, and then we'll get on to the tannoy announcement call that everybody's talking about. So have a listen to this first of all. Here's Hector.
Thanks for calling Tesco Customer Service.
Dear bother.
Just so you know, we sometimes record calls so we can continue to give you the best possible service.
That's all right.
We now have 5 options for you.
Okay.
To find out where to buy a specific product, press 1.
Nope.
To locate your nearest store, it's 2.
Nope.
For club card, it's 3.
Nope.
For grocery home shopping, it's 4.
Nope.
And for Tesco Direct, it's 5.
No.
For any other customer service related query, please hold.
Good morning, Tesco Customer Service. Robin speaking. How can I help?
Hello there, Robin. It's Hector Brocklebank, HB Cheese and Wine, about the delivery.
You are Hector Brocklebank.
That's right, Chief.
I used to listen to Hector Brocklebank.
No, Chief, I've got a delivery here.
Have you got about 20 tons of it, yeah? And you want to know which way to go to deliver it, round the front or back?
I've got 5 tonne of Stilton, 4 tonne of Cheddar, 1 tonne of Derry Lee, and 1,000 fluid ounces of Chardonnay. Have I come up in front of the back, Chief?
You can go around the back if you want to.
It's cheese and wine. It's for Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I knew it. That was spot on. Well done.
All right, Robin.
That's cracking. I used to listen to you. I tell you what, every day was brilliant.
All right, fella. Take care.
Hey, you keep going with that. It's very, very funny.
I've absolutely no idea how that happened. It was just like I just happened to answer the phone. Amazing. That was in Liverpool. Okay, so undeterred, I pressed on and thought it would be good to see if we could do a Tannoy announcement for Anthony Worrell Thompson in one of the Tesco stores. And this is what happened.
Hello, Tesco Custom Service. Laura speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Laura. Yeah, I wonder if you can help me at all, please. I need to put a Tannoy announcement out for a customer. I need to get a message to him, and he's in the store right now.
Okay, I'll just see if I can get through to the desk. One
Very kind of you. Thank you.
Custom Service.
I need to get a message to a customer of yours who's in shopping at the moment. Possibly in the cheese aisle or maybe in the wines and spirits.
If you give me the name, I'll call them to desk.
Do you want to write this down?
Yeah, I've got a pen and paper.
Oh, it's very good. Okay. It's Anthony...
yeah?
Worrell Thompson.
You're joking. You're having a laugh.
No?
No.
I'm his lawyer and he really shouldn't be in there.
You're joking?
No. It's for his own good that you get him out.
No, you're having a laugh, aren't you?
No. It's not a joking matter.
Someone wants Anthony Worrell Thompson in the cheese aisle.
Sorry?
Someone wants Anthony Worrell Thompson in the cheese aisle.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi there. Yeah,
how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, it's Robin here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to speak to a customer that's in the store at the moment.
Is this okay? What's his name?
I need a Tannoy announcement, please.
What is his name? He or she?
It's he.
Sorry?
He. It's a he.
He, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I have a name, please?
Yes, it's Anthony.
Anthony?
Yeah, Anthony Worrell Thompson. He's in the cheese aisle.
This is a customer announcement. Customer named by Mr. Anthony Wall Thompson. Please attend customer service. Call waiting. Customer named by Mr. Anthony Wall Thompson. Please attend customer service. Thank you.
This is North Sound 1.
You know, you just know that girl finished that phone call and went, oh, no, what have I just done? Anthony Worrell Thompson... and cheese. No, what's going on here? Oh, I feel sorry for her. Robin Galloway's back every Sunday with Galloway Sunday back in the Northeast on North Sound 1 and more crank calls just like that. This is Grant and thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Now, you would think it was pretty obvious not to keep a horse or a pony indoors, right? Yeah, I would have thought so. Andy and Craig on the big drive home find out that actually that's what one girl really does do.
The story about the woman who lives in Lewis, who's keeping a pony in her front room, because apparently on Lewis there's nowhere to keep a horse. Now, I don't know a lot about Lewis. I honestly don't. But surely there must be somewhere else to keep a horse, hello, other than the lady's front room.
Well, I saw the picture in the paper and yes. She's got a fairly large garden for starters.
Well, there you go.
It's not like she lives in a flat.
They can wear, yeah, that would be interesting for the neighbours, all like clomping up and down every morning. The actual thing, it actually is in her front room. Now, I don't know if you can imagine your front room. Just close your eyes for a minute, unless you're driving the car. Close your eyes for a minute and imagine in your front room, in front of your telly, is a horse. That's a donkey. It's just in case people have got
you
small
You could use
houses.
It as a clothes horse and dry you.
What? It would keep wandering in front of the TV.
Yes.
He keeps saying, I don't know what his name is. Bertha, come on, move over. And then there's the breakages issue. You keep breaking things, chewing the remote control.
I've got a text just come in
yeah.
Saying, a few months ago, my mum had to chase my daughter's pony out of her kitchen. She's called Devil. I'm not sure if it's the mum or the pony. So now my wee one goes on about the devil in the kitchen.
I think it's funny that somebody's called a mum called Devil. So it's either a very big kitchen or a small pony.
Maybe a miniature pony.
I love the rural lifestyle. Craig and I have come up with a new money-spinning invention as well as granite pedalos.
Yeah, that's the first one. And the next one is...
horse flaps! Mom, you've just spoken about the woman that has the horse in the front room and the lady who had the pony that came into the kitchen. This might be an issue for people that might like the horse to come and go in and out of the house.
Yeah, you don't want to keep... time-consuming opening the doors.
Opening the doors. So you put a big horse flap in the house and if the horse...
A horse-shaped indentation on your door.
It can come and go as it pleases. Oh, this time next year we'll be millionaires. All the texts and... stuff on Facebook came in. We've heard of the lady whose pony, is it pony or was
it? Her daughter's pony had to get chased out of the kitchen from grandma's house. This is obviously just normal. Oh, look, there's a pony next to the fridge.
Into the fridge,
And then we get this one through. My donkey used to come into the caravan.
Hang on.
My donkey used to come into the caravan where we lived whilst building a house.
Right.
Was the donkey building the house?
Clever donkey.
It was a tiny caravan, so it was chaos. We did have a pig who lived indoors who thought he was a Labrador. Maybe he thought he was the labourer for building the house.
Okay.
And now we've given home to a pig who was kept in a flat who now lives outdoors with the llamas and the sheep.
I'm going to need to write this down.
Have they got the radio on in the pubs these days?
That's fascinating that they've all these wild animals living in the house.
Catch up on what you've missed and listen live at northsound1.com.